is August 2nd, 1994.
Second floor, please pick up 300. Second floor, please.
And I'm here at the Petite Fleur Nursing Home in Sayville, Long Island, New York. I'm here with Cecilia, who came from Ireland in 1925 when she was 18 years old. Well, I'm very happy that I met you, Celia, and I look forward to hearing what you remember about Ireland and coming here. Why don't we start by saying your birth date for the tape? Your birth date.
19, my birth date. Wait a minute.
Take your time.
1905.
And March 11th?
March 11th, 1905.
Where were you born in Ireland?
In Galway.
In Galway. Did you live in Galway up until you left for the United States?
I lived in the suburbs.
In the suburbs. Was there a small town or village?
A village.
A village. Did that village have a name?
Yeah. French Forth.
Could you spell it, please?
F-R-I-N-C-H-F-O-R-T. French Fort.
Oh, French Fort, okay. And so tell me what French Fort looked like.
It's a big farm. My father had a good many acres.
And what did he raise on it?
Cattle and sheep and pigs and everything else.
Uh-huh.
And goats, uh-huh. Horses. Cows.
Wow. So what was your father's name?
Martin.
Martin. Martin Flanagan?
Yes.
And your mother's name?
Murphy.
And what was her first name?
Mary.
Mary Murphy. And were your mother and father also from Galway?
Yeah. Uh-huh. My father didn't know my mother when he got married to her.
He didn't?
No. It was not you. Somebody messed up with them.
Do you think they were pleased?
Oh, yes. Nine boys they had.
Nine boys and you?
Yeah, and me, three girls.
And three girls, wow. So, do you remember all the names of all your brothers
and
sisters?
Yes, I do. I think I do.
You want to say them?
Patrick, James, John. One, I think he died.
Uh-huh.
John died. I'm trying to make her. Eddie. Edward.
Were you closest to any particular one of your family?
Yes, my oldest brother.
And that was Patrick? Uh-huh. Okay. So where did you fall in line with the children?
Sixth.
You were sixth. Uh-huh. And what was it about Patrick that you liked so much?
He's a good boy. Good. He used to work for the government.
He worked for the government?
Yes, he did. He was a big shot in the mail.
Uh-huh. Now, what do you remember about your childhood? What kinds of things did you do?
Mind children.
You minded your younger brothers and sisters?
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Did you go to school at all?
Sure.
Uh-huh. And did you like school?
Yes, I did.
Yeah? What did you like about it?
I learned Latin, and I didn't learn, like, my mother wouldn't let us learn how to tell Gaelic, because when she went to school, they hit her because she spoke nothing but Gaelic. And she said, I'm not going to hit you because let the nuns hit you. And my father was one of those who get bag of potatoes and give it to the nuns. Martin was his cousin. And the nuns were never starved.
Uh-huh.
They always had plenty of potatoes.
Uh-huh. Did your father grow potatoes as
yes,
well as
he did.
Have livestock?
Yes, he did.
What were your chores as a little girl, besides taking care of your sisters and brothers? Did you have any other chores?
Yes, I had to do the washing.
And how did you do that? On a washboard? And did you have running water in your house?
I had drawn a well. Over.
So. And where did you go to do the wash? Where was the water? Where was the well?
Well, it was a little further down than the house.
So what would you do? You would go and get the water?
And pump it.
And pump it and bring it home?
Home. And I didn't milk the cows.
You didn't?
I did.
Oh, you did. Did you like doing that?
Oh, didn't mind. I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah.
And my mother said, do it, you do this.
What was your mother like?
She was very strict. She didn't do any work at all.
She didn't?
No. You did the work, not my mother. She wouldn't dirty her hands. Uh-huh.
So what did she do with her time?
Sits and knits crochet. Not crochet, knits.
And what kind of a man was your father?
He was a regular farmer.
What was his personality like?
Very good. He was a redhead, but I had that kind of hair, but I don't have it no more.
Oh, you had red hair?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Let's see, what else? Well, how about grandparents? Did you have grandparents?
I never knew them.
And do you remember how it was that you came to the United States?
Somebody had to go because my mother paid for her. So somebody had to use the money.
You mean your mother had a ticket?
Oh, she got money from her cousin.
Oh.
And she kept it for somebody wanted to go to America. Otherwise they wouldn't have any money.
Why did you want to go?
Because I just wanted to go, that's all.
You just thought you'd like it better?
Yeah.
Did you have any idea what it was like?
No.
Before you came?
I had a girlfriend who went to school with me, and she always says, you would never go to America, but I'll go because my sister's there. And I came out to be with her sisters. And I was the one that went in place of her, and she needed me all along. She wanted to go to America, but I said, "Well, I'm going."
So you went in place of her?
Not in place of her, because she. She annoyed me so much that I made up where I was going to go.
Oh, in other words, she used to
needle
you that she was going to go and you weren't.
Yes.
But then you decided you were going to go.
I decided.
I see. So did you have a temper as a little girl?
Well, naturally, yeah.
Because you had red hair, right?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, so let's see. Do you remember leaving? Do you remember packing up? No. Where did you go from? Where did you leave from?
I went from Cork.
Cork?
That's where I took the boat.
From Cork?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And the name of the boat?
Republic.
And did you have examinations in Ireland?
Yes.
What were they like?
Just a regular physical.
And you said you were traveling with someone. Tell me about that.
She was had a big job in the store. They didn't call the same as name they call here.
Can you talk a little louder?
They called it a different name over in Ireland. a regular store.
Uh-huh.
Here you call it a different.
Well, this person who traveled with you, who was it?
She was just a girl I met in the store.
Oh, you met her in the store?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And she wanted to come to America, too?
She was going to meet her husband here.
Oh.
She wasn't married yet. She was going to meet him.
Oh, she was going to be what you call a mail order bride?
She was going to be. Yeah, I guess she was.
In other words, she was going to meet someone to
yes,
marry.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. And how did she feel about that?
She was very good. She was in the same room as I was. I had the top bed and she had the bottom.
Uh-huh. And did anything happen aboard ship? Was
no.
there any kind of experiences on ship that you remember?
No, there's nothing. Only this man that came out with me said, he said, you better be good because you have the skies up in this world.
Uh-huh. The sky's up and the sea's down. Yeah. Okay, well, let's see. So you were on the Republic.
Yes.
And were you down in the steerage?
No, I was in the... I had a good passage.
A cabin.
I had a regular cabin.
Yeah. Now, did your...
I had portholes in my...
Oh, so you were in first or second class?
I think I was in the second class.
Second class. Uh-huh. And did... You said your aunt sent money? How did you...
My cousin sent money to my mother. He was a first cousin. He was in this country. He sent money for her to... If she wanted to send somebody to America, he'd give her money. And he did.
How did your mother feel about you going? Did she want you to go? Yeah. Well, tell me about when the ship came into the New York Harbor.
There was somebody meet me there too.
There was
I was supposed to go to Boston. Uh-huh. Those girls were. But I never got to Boston.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Somebody met me there, my mother's cousin.
I see. Do you remember when the Republic sailed into the New York Harbor?
I don't know.
Do you remember the Statue of Liberty?
Yes, I do.
What was that like, seeing the statue?
That's when we had looked out the portholes to see.
Did you know what it was then?
No, I didn't.
And tell me everything about Ellis Island that you remember.
Nothing happened to Ellis Island. I got a physical. I got the blanket when they examined me, and nothing else.
Did you stay overnight?
This party, a cousin of my mother picked me up.
At Ellis Island.
The party was out coming out. Came out. It was her brother-in-law.
I'm sorry. Could you say that again, please?
The party that I came out with was her brother-in-law.
Oh.
So it was like one family. And he didn't leave me there. He said, I'll take you to my other sister. And I went to the other sister, and she had 14 children. And I met the 14 for her. She had 15 earlier. And we were close, so close, all along.
Oh, uh-huh. Where did you go to? Where was she living, the one with the 14 children?
Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, uh-huh. And so did you stay with them for a while?
I went to work.
What kind of work did you do?
Housework.
Uh-huh.
Mine children.
Uh-huh. You had a lot of experience.
Yeah, I know.
Well, do you remember, like, your first few weeks in this country, what it was that struck you as very different?
They didn't give good food at home.
They didn't?
No.
You had better food at home before you left.
When I was home, they gave me cabbage. When I was here, they gave me cabbage cocoa water. And cabbage, I had never cocoa water. It was horrible. So I left it myself. I got another job. I looked in the paper. I wasn't no dopey.
So what did you find in the paper?
Another job.
Also taking care of children?
No. Cooking.
Cooking. Oh, you didn't like the food, so you got a job as a cook. That was good.
I worked for Garcia and Grant. And her mother was from Ireland. Her mother was born in Ireland in the hill. And she would never let me down the cellar to wash clothes. Everything was for me, not. She looked out for me. I won't let you down to cook.
Wash to you.
You, yes.
So she was nice to you.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Did you live there as well?
I lived there. I didn't get much money, but $75 a month.
And board and room. And
yeah.
So, how long did you stay there?
I quit there too.
Oh, you did? Yeah, and then what?
Then I got married.
How did you meet your husband?
Through those friends. They worked in the sugar factory, and he worked in the transitory as a conductor, and he used to get her sister, and he would give him half hair. And the mother invited me down around the house, and because he was good, and he was wonderful, really.
What was his name?
Adam.
Adam Zeeland.
Yeah. I told you they had the name cut off.
I'm sorry, say
his father had his name shortened.
Oh, what was it? What was it to begin with?
Zeilanski.
Oh.
Real Polish way.
A Polish.
But he never spelled it that way.
I see. So when you got married, then what? Did you stop working? Did you keep working?
No, he wouldn't let me work. I told you that.
Yeah, tell him for the tape.
he wouldn't let me work. I said the girls were working in the factory, making a lot of money. I said, well, I'm going to work. He said, you work, I quit. And he would. I know he'd do that.
You know he would have.
I know he would have.
So did you always have friends, a lot of friends who were from Ireland, once you were here in this country?
I had a few friends, but not really.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So then did you have children?
Three.
And their names?
Hey, she died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She had four children. They wasn't for me. You see all the pictures in the room. Did you see them?
No, I didn't see them. So, but this is your oldest child?
Yeah.
And then you had two other children?
A boy then. Brother Michael.
Pardon?
I had a brother then, Michael. Michael John. He had a brother, him marrying his wife. She was.
Are you talking about your children now?
No, I'm talking about my children.
Your children?
Yeah.
So now you have grandchildren?
I have so many, I don't know.
You don't even know how many.
I don't.
How about great-grandchildren?
God knows, I must
you
have.
You got those too? Uh-huh. What do you feel really proud of that you've done in your lifetime?
I was good to my kids.
And do you think coming here as an 18-year-old girl from Ireland made a big difference in the rest of your life?
I guess it did.
Can you think of any ways that it might?
I got a good husband.
Housekeeping, six five, please.
Well, that's a lot, isn't it?
A lot. He wouldn't let me carry one little bit. We were shopping in the store. He wouldn't let me carry one bundle. He said, you can't carry a bundle. He wouldn't let me do anything like carry any packages.
So did you stay in Brooklyn?
No. I lived in Richmond Hill.
Richmond Hill. Uh-huh. Is that in Staten Island?
No, that's in Queens.
In Queens.
You know the Jamaica Hospital?
Yeah.
Yes. That was Richmond Hill Hospital.
I see.
But now they call it Jamaica Hospital. They call it everything now.
Uh-huh. Well, is there anything else that you can think of that has to do with... Do you keep some of the ways of people who live in Ireland, things that you learned as a girl?
I go to Ireland lots of times.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
And I have a niece over there, and she takes care of me when I get there.
Oh, nice.
Well, I pay her. I can afford a fare.
Oh, that's good. So what? So your husband worked for the Transit Authority until he retired?
He died.
Oh, he died before he retired. Uh-huh. I see.
He retired. He was retired 2 years.
Oh.
And then he died. You know, he used to drive the train every time he got the train stopped. His heart was in his mouth. He thought somebody would jump in front of the train.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you can, that you would like to say about this country or coming to this country? Anything else you can think of before we...
Well, that's what I think of. I had a good life here.
Okay.
My husband was wonderful to me.
You had a nice husband. That's wonderful. Okay. Okay, well, I'm talking with Cecilia Flanagan Zeeland, who came in 1925 at the age of 18 from Ireland. And now, let's see, you're 89 years old, and it's August 2nd, 1994. And this is Janet Levine for the National Park Service. And I'm signing off.